Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. The blazing energies of light, unleashed when God said, "Let it be," infusion formed the womb of life, the rain clouds and the raging sea. These parted each to its domain, divided by the vault of sky, untamed and turbulent, unchecked, within them life and death would vie. Those waters clothed our planet home, so terrible and yet so fair, the gift without which all would cease, yet placed so fragile in our care. Both sign and sacrament of life, of love awash, poured out and fresh, engulfing all that sin would spawn, while nurturing life in all the rest. Thus evening came and morning came, that second day when waters burst, both flood and freshness for our world, chaste herald of our second birth. Amen. I lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once, for Adonai makes me dwell in safety. When I call, answer me, O God of justice. From oppression you released me. Have mercy now and hear me. You rebels, how long will you keep your hearts closed? Will you love what is useless and seek what is stupid and false? It is Adonai who is kind to those who are generous in mercy. I pray that Adonai will hear whenever I call. Tremble, do not sin. Ponder on your bed and be still. Make justice your sacrifice and trust in our God. Many people ask, what will make me happy? Let your face shine on us, O Adonai, for you have put into our hearts greater joy than others provide with abundance of food and barrels of wine. I lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once, for you, Adonai, make me dwell in safety. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once, for Adonai makes me dwell in safety.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. In the days when he was in the flesh, Jesus offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the One who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Thanks be to God.
Jesus stood there and cried out, If any of you thirst, simply come to me. Jesus stood there and cried out, If any of you thirst, simply come to me. The water I shall give will become a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. If any of you thirst, simply come to me. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Jesus stood there and cried out, If any of you thirst, simply come to me. Good cloth does not repair an old cloak, and fresh wine needs new skins. So it is with God's reign. Alleluia. My heart is radiant with Adonai. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Good cloth does not repair an old cloak, and fresh wine needs new skins. So it is with God's reign. Alleluia.
For all those engaged in the struggle to dismantle racism, sexism, classism, and every form of injustice and discrimination. For all those engaged in building the beloved community and One World House, where all are provided what they need to flourish. For all those working to renew and reform church and society, matching each person's gifts and talents with the needs and opportunities of the world. For all who suffer from sickness, injury, or disability, and for those called and gifted to serve and care for them. For those who have died, and all who grieve their passing.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Holy One, source of all light and life, you called Martin Luther King to work tirelessly and nonviolently to dismantle the legal institutions of segregation and oppression. As we celebrate his memory today, fill us with your compassion for all who suffer and your passion for justice, so that we may join all the saints in establishing your reign on earth as it is in heaven. For yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the God of justice fill us with hope, so that by trusting in God's love, we may confidently proclaim good news for the poor. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Loving Mother of our Savior, holding open heaven's only hope, star for steerage in this vastness, rise to help us save the sinking. Nature's greatest wonder, you have borne your own true Maker, giving human life to him. Virgin ever before and after, that good news from Gabriel, word of life for living, tell it now. Mercy to all people. The angel of the Lord brought the message to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. O Holy One, as you have already blessed humankind through the fruitful virginity of Blessed Mary, grant that we may further enjoy the fruit of the prayers of her, through whom we are related to the very author of life, Jesus our Emmanuel.